Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, absenteeism, we can understand that well enough. Obviously, somebody gets up in the morning and maybe if they're not feeling up to it, if they are suffering from a mental health issue, they call in sick and they cannot come into work. But presenteeism, what exactly is that in the workplace?
That means that you've got some kind of mental health, mental illness problem. It may not be all that severe, but it's severe enough to affect your work. So maybe you've got pretty deep depression, you come into work and you do nothing, or you work well below performance, or you even work just badly when you need to do a job well. There's a lot of people who are affected by it. The data for the whole population of Australia is that there's about maybe 18% of people who have a serious mental health problem. And I'd kind of break that up into two. Maybe 3 or 4% have got really severe, say schizophrenia, bipolar, severe. Mm-hmm. There's another 15% who have got what you call mild to moderate. And those ones in particular are working most of the time. And I would say probably 15% of the workforce have got some kind of mental health problem that causes this problem you're asking me about, presenteeism. So it's a fairly big issue.
Do we see these numbers on the increase, the numbers of Australians suffering from a various range of mental illnesses or mental health issues?
No, not particularly, but there's a bit more reporting. That's what's happening. More people are sort of telling people they've got this problem. It's almost, so to speak, respectable. There are more and more people and quite a few important citizens and people in the media and so on who are saying, well, yes, I do have bad depression and it affects me quite a lot.
Well, this increase in reportage, how heavily does it play into the equation of all health-related work costs, the increase of costs of treating mental health issues?
Well, I keep hearing from insurers, from employers and so on, that the amount they're paying out as compensation or in whatever form for mental illness is going up and up. So it is people admitting that they're absent from work or not performing at work due to mental health that is on the rise, and that's reflected in higher costs.
So what is the best move businesses could make on, making sure their business is running effectively, but also helping employees with mental health issues?
Well, there's a lot of issues around. There's some best practice guides. You can get them off the Beyond Blue website for a start. But there's a whole lot of things. I mean, the employers might look at the work conditions and see if they're likely to, if you put someone in a bad working environment with, bad lighting, uncomfortable arrangements, all that kind of thing, that can have a bearing, particularly on the mild to moderate category. Then managers need to be more educated. Most managers, understandably, they don't know anything about mental health, and if they suspect a mental health problem by a worker, they don't really know what to do, they don't understand it. So education and then training is a general education about mental health. Training is relevant. Actually, what do you do over a mental health problem? There are a few really tricky things about for both the employer and the employee, whether you disclose it. People are worried if they disclose it that there'll be some kind of discrimination against them compared to if you disclose you've got a physical problem, So there is a range of actions, and actually what's happened is, to the credit of business, all the business organisations, the Business Council, the Council of Small Businesses, the ACCI, the Australian Industry Group, etc. And a lot of others have come together to form what they call a Mentally Healthy Workplace Alliance to spread the word on good practice and to get practice better.
Well, Alan, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one, because obviously, as you say, the stigma is thankfully being reduced from this idea of mental health issues, that we all need this helping hand every once in a while. But obviously, a way to go before businesses can see it as a worthy return on investment, I guess you might say. Yes. Do appreciate your insight into it.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot.